Negative behavior is a call for love. As spiritual warriors seriously interested in uplifting the consciousness of this planet, we must always remember that everyone values love above anything else. In all circumstances, a person's words and deeds are either exchanges of love or cries for love. Although we can easily welcome and appreciate expressions of love from others, their cries for love can pose a challenge. These cries can take on a variety of forms that may appear diametrically opposed to love. For example, how often do we perceive the need for love behind someone's anger, rudeness, jealousy, indifference, or cruelty? Our first impulse is often to strike back in self-defense or to return the behavior in kind. But this only succeeds in driving the wound deeper and reinforcing the other person's sense of inadequacy, deprivation, and separation. Whenever we experience difficulty in a relationship, instead of taking the other's words and behavior at face value, we should probe beneath the surface, asking ourselves, where does this person feel a lack of love? How can I help? When we view the situation as an expression of the other's pain or need, rather than as an attack or deliberate unkindness, we may become more willing to transform any impulse to retaliate into a desire to be of service. We can understand this universal search for love in all interactions by examining our own feelings in different circumstances. Suppose we become angry. We can easily see that anger originates in our experience of feeling unloved. The other person has thwarted our hopes and expectations of receiving attention, respect, kindness, care, or some more tangible token of love, such as a particular gesture or gift. As a result, we feel deprived, undervalued, and powerless. Because this is an intolerable state of affairs for most of us, we become angry, substituting the power of our wrath for the pain of feeling unloved. If we are envious, we feel an emptiness and inadequacy within ourselves. We are disturbed that another person is receiving the recognition, wealth, or happiness that we want and believe we deserve. This, too, is a longing for love, which would give us a feeling of wholeness and completeness that we are sorely lacking. We could say the same for a wide variety of other negative emotions. Fear is a reaction to a situation in which we anticipate harm, attack, destruction, humiliation, or even death. We feel alone and vulnerable, separated from the love we so profoundly need to feel connected and safe. When we hate, we are striking back in retaliation for the love that did not come our way when we wanted it. When we are cruel, rude, unkind, or deliberately indifferent, even though we may be completely unaware of the true meaning of our behavior, we are sending out powerful distress signals indicating our desperate need for love. As spiritual warriors, then, we must remember that each time we interact with another individual, we are either sharing our love or expressing our need for love. Others are behaving in exactly the same way. People who are unkind, demanding, hurtful, angry, or sad are actually crying out for love. We should always be conscious of this universal need for love and share our own generously. In every situation, we must ask ourselves, what is the love factor here that I need to address?